Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. What kind of ridiculous restrictions are in place in the various different spots around the United States? We're talking about our very own New Hampshire, which, as I said earlier, it's one of the worst. It's got to be one of the worst because it's one of the last to let go on some of these restrictions, one of the last states. I don't know how many there are left that have restrictions like New Hampshire. I suspect New York is probably worse.
I have not. I know that Michigan let some of theirs go.
Mm-hmm.
New Hampshire has let some of theirs go as well.
They have
well.
A little bit. There's still all kinds of ridiculous rules that are being crammed down the throats of business owners who maybe they would put these rules into place on their own volition. Maybe most of them would. But there should be the freedom, especially in the so-called live free or die state, to make the decision to say, hey, my customers, you take the risk to come here, you decide. If you want to be around other people, you can come into my business and you take whatever risks are involved. You waive your, you know, rights or your risk at the door, right?
Yeah, this would be a simple solution is just to put up a sign saying, hey, these are the policies of our restaurant.
Enter at your own risk.
And, yeah, leave it at that.
Right.
If your customers are demanding more than you're willing to do for security, then they're just going to take their business elsewhere anyway.
Right. And that's competition. That's free market. That's great. That's what we want.
There was a really interesting video that I had started to watch a couple of nights ago, and I think it was on Derek J. Freeman's channel on YouTube, where it's he and his partner Stephen, and they're kind of just walking in the streets of Portsmouth, and they talk about their experience going. Have you seen this?
I've seen this video. It's really funny.
It's like a 50-minute long video. It's a long.
Well, okay, so I didn't see the whole video, but I the part that you're about to talk about,
I watched
it
the first
hilarious.
10 minutes, and I wanted to watch more, and just got distracted, and I had to come back to it later.
Yeah.
But they were talking about the bizarre experience they had going to a local restaurant that was following all the rules to a T, you know, with the people, the men with the masks, the servers with the masks. And they were saying that at one point they brought, like, I don't know if it was the menu or, like, their waters or whatever it was. They brought something out and they, like, left it on a cart.
Mm.
So the server would come out with the thing, leave it on the cart, and then Derek was expected, or Derek and Steven were expected to get up from their table, walk over to this cart, retrieve the things that were left on the cart, and take them back to the table. They ended up leaving.
That wasn't even the funniest part of that video.
What was the funniest?
So the funniest part of the video was, so you know how they have to, you know, they have to do outdoor seating? Well, the funniest part of the video was that there was this one restaurant that literally set up a tent that had sidewalls and everything. So you were actually going inside, but because it was a tent and it was technically outside according by the rules. So it basically had, and it was funny because it's not going to have the ventilation that a normal restaurant's going to have. So it's actually, you know, from a viral standpoint, it's actually going to be a worse circumstances than if it was they just let the restaurant operate normally.
So they were really frustrated by this situation, and before they even ordered the food, they just decided, this isn't for us. This is not the experience. This isn't a fine dining experience, right? This is a ridiculous experience that is absolutely sad, and it's a downer. You know?
I think you'd have to approach it with a certain kind of sense of humor to have a good time at a restaurant.
Yeah, I think that you would. I mean, and it's just like, when you go out to a restaurant, you're not there to, like, go and do the work, right? Like, you shouldn't have to get up and, like, go fetch your food from, you know, this special location in. I mean, there was just so much that they had to do that was so unusual, and so much that was so different from what was, you know. If I'm at a dining experience, I want to be able to see what my waiter looks like. I want to have them have a damn
mask on. Is that why you
go
in there?
No, but that's something I expect. I expect to be able to connect with somebody like a human being and not be in some sort of crazy hospital. You know, if I want to go eat at the hospital cafeteria, yeah, I could go to the hospital cafeteria. They have those things. You can go there.
I think the conditions are a little bit more sanitary than the normal hospital conditions, too.
Well, I don't even know how sanitary they are.
I'm just saying that you actually would be better off at a hospital, under normal circumstances.
You're saying it'd be more sanitary at the hospital.
No, I'm saying it would be less, well... I mean, I'm not talking about actual sanitary conditions. I'm talking about all the stuff that goes into that. So you would see more of an individual. They wouldn't be face covered with a face mask and so on.
In the hospital? Or?
Right. From your perspective, you would prefer to go to a hospital under normal
conditions.
Compared
to what we have now.
Yeah, to get food than what you have now, which is kind of humorous.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's humorous in a sad and pathetic, like, laugh at this because it's effing ridiculous kind of way. I mean, there's pages here in this stay-at-home 2.0, this food services industry phase 2 is what they're calling it. So there's literally 1, 2, 3 3.5 pages of just solid rules. How far do the tables have to be away? You asked this question earlier.
Yeah.
I got the answer for you now. So they're not measuring like from the edge of the table to the other edge of the table. They're measuring more than 6 feet apart. The people sitting must be more than 6 feet apart.
So that's definitely going to be way more than... Yeah, they're definitely going to have to reduce
less.
The number of...
Fewer tables.
Yeah, they're going to have to have way fewer tables. Probably
by at least half, or at least a third. Knock a third of the tables out of the restaurant, maybe half the tables out, and you might have 6 feet.
Yeah.
So from your back to the back of the person behind you.
Yeah, and this is why I was asking before, like, is it 6 feet from table to table? Because if it's 6 feet from table to table, that's like 3 feet for per person, basically, and it's not going to be that much of a difference.
Person to person.
If it's person to person, then that's definitely going to have an impact on the number of tables you can have.
Reservations or call-ahead seating is recommended to promote social distancing and prevent groups of guests waiting for tables. Establishments may use a text alert system to alert guests of available seating. And again, a lot of this wording isn't mandatory, right? You may use a text system. Call-ahead seating is recommended. Reservations should be staggered to prevent congregating in waiting areas. So a lot of these rules are the rules that you can follow if you want to have, like, the supposedly maximum safe experience for people that want to go out and still eat in a so-called safe experience.
If I wanted the maximum safe experience, I'd
stay home. Exactly. So, again... A lot of this stuff is written in a way that makes it sound like it's optional. But yet they're also called orders, so they sound like they're mandatory. And most business owners are not willing to take the risk to actually go out on the limb, try to run their business how they want. Like, okay, I like this idea. That sounds reasonable. This idea sounds ridiculous. I'm not going to take that idea, right? Like, so maybe take the ones that they think are reasonable.
It's really pretty simple in practice, though. If they like you, you're doing fine.
Mm-hmm,
if
right.
they don't like you,
they will crack
they're
going to
find something you're doing wrong no matter what you do.
Well, right. I mean, this is the whole point. These are kind of arbitrary.
Totally.
It's all arbitrary whether or not, you know, they're going to come after you. And there's no clear set of, what do I have to do? Well, it's whatever they tell you to do. And if you don't do them, well... You know, and they have their eye on you. At least you're screwed as a business owner.
Well, and you know who came up with the arbitrary guidelines, right? It was a task force put together, which includes established restaurateurs, people who are like the big players in New Hampshire, the restaurateurs who've been established for many decades.
So it's interesting you should bring that up because this is actually a pretty common thing, a tactic in industries. They will actually advocate for regulations once they get to a certain point.
Correct.
Because it actually inhibits competition from other smaller businesses and startups.
That's right.
So it wouldn't be too surprising that some restaurants actually favor this and are seeing more business as a result of the whole coronavirus situation. Than they were before.
Here's another dumb one. Rule number 9 of a zillion. According to this, small group bands and solo music artists are allowed to perform in outdoor areas Why would they be prohibited from indoors? If you're now allowing people to eat indoors, why are you going to stop somebody from being on a stage performing? Oh, yeah. And not only are they allowed to perform, but they still have to maintain a social distance of 6 feet apart from each other. So even though the band can apparently come in and sit down at the same table and eat with one another closer to 6 feet apart... They can't,
but only if they know each other well.
They can't stand on a stage closer than 6 feet apart.
They do a lot of drugs sometimes before they get on the stage, so by the time...
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech by just visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Omaha Steaks, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com.
We have a 12-year-old German Shepherd named Sophie, and she became overweight, stinky, greasy coat, and lifeless almost. Then about 4 years ago, we found out she had several vertebrae fused together. She was unable to walk. The vet told us Sophie was going to have to be euthanized. I thought, I've got to do something.
DinoVite.com.
I remember Sophie starting the DinoVite, and she from day one has loved it. She is no longer stinky. She is full of life. DinoVite healed Sophie.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I truly recommend that people not wait until the vet recommends euthanasia. You have to get them on DinoVite right away while they're healthy.
DinoVite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The so-called new normal, as people have been touting, here and there throughout this whole COVID thing, the idea that things aren't going back to the way they were. Oh, yeah, sure, you may be able to reopen your restaurant. You may be able to allow people to go inside, but then there's this avalanche of rules or so-called guidance that is being shoved down business owners' throats, forced onto these people, and ultimately it is going to result in more businesses going under. We've already seen several local businesses closing their doors, national chains also closing down shop completely. JCPenney's gone bankrupt just within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, any place that was on its last legs,
they're gonna die.
They're dead now.
Yeah,
and some places that were completely healthy. Or relatively.
Well, I mean, the problem with restaurants is they're always operating on, I mean,
it's thin margins.
Pretty much always, the whole industry operates on very thin margins. Right. So it's surprising.
And there's a lot of competition.
Yeah,
well.
And there's also a lot of competition. So it's one of these things where, yeah, I mean, it's one of these things where if you have a situation like this, you know, unless you've been in business for 25 years and, you know, you can.
There was a business that went under that's been that literally was here for 24 years and they closed up.
I'm still like, I still have a hard time believing that had, you know, that was directly related to the coronavirus and there was not, or the rules anyway, rather than it having to do with retirement and, you know, what was around the corner. To try and bring it back and then retire doesn't make any sense, so.
Bill, I don't know what you mean. They try to bring. What do you mean try to bring?
Well, I mean to try and recover, right? Once they're
You're
allowed to reopen.
You're saying they were intending to retire prior to this, but you don't know that.
No. Right. I don't know that. But what I'm saying is I took a look into this very briefly, and the people who own it are like in their 60s, basically, mm-hmm. or they're almost 60. So if they were to try and reinvest in it, because that's what they're going to have to do to reopen, right? Mm-hmm. It wouldn't make sense for them within their position. But if it was another business owner who had it, like a 25-year-old, it might make sense.
But you could sell the business, right? Like to somebody.
Maybe.
Right? Because it was a popular business.
Yeah, maybe.
Selling a business like that, mm-hmm. a customer service businesses, you know, a restaurant can be very much based on your personality.
It can be.
There are certainly restaurants in existence, but that nobody but the current owner could run them successfully.
And then ultimately, that's not what the buyer knows necessarily, that's, right? The buyer may think he can do it, and the owner may be like, I don't care, kid, just give me the money.
Well, it's often the case that people buy businesses, not just restaurants, period, and aren't able to run them.
Sure, they run them into the ground.
Yeah, because it requires a lot of energy, a lot of work.
If you want to start a restaurant, then you're starting from zero. Whereas if one's been around for three decades and it's for sale, you can pick up all their existing customer base and you know what the revenue's like. You know, it's more of a turnkey kind of operation. You're literally picking up operations from where somebody left off. So there's a restaurant like that in town, nobody, that is for sale and has been for years, that somebody could just snatch up if they had enough money to do it. And the guy who owns the place, he's 90 years old. He's ready to retire.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
It's called Timoleon's. It's a family diner.
Oh, okay.
And that place has been around since the 80s. You know, if you were going to buy that spot, you probably wouldn't want to change the name. You probably wouldn't want to change much about it because you don't want to alienate the existing customer base.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
That's a double-edged sword because, you know, if you have to go by somebody else's business model, why did you decide to own a business?
Well,
if you want to work somebody else's business model,
if it's profitable,
the price could be right.
If it's profitable, it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, the problem is, I think, especially with restaurants, is they already operate on such thin business models. You may have a successful business, you know, restaurant, but then the question is, well, is what they're asking going to make sense relative
make
to
right, how many years?
Right. And that's, I think, often a hard thing to say, yes, you're going to make it back, because you don't know how it's going to turn out after you acquire it.
No, you don't know. I mean, the whole society could shut down next month, which happened this
even
year.
Even under
right?
normal...
Can you imagine having bought a restaurant in January?
Yeah. Even under normal conditions, though, I'm just talking about, right? Like,
you don't know.
I would never buy a restaurant. I would never get into the restaurant. restaurant business, even if I knew what I was doing, because it's just one of those industries where, you know, the risk is so super high.
It's hard.
Most, you know, when they talk about, you know, business, most businesses closing within 3 months or 6 months or whatever it is, most of those businesses are going to be restaurants. So
they've even got rules now for weddings. So they're finally going to allow weddings and other ceremony kind of events, weddings, catering, function hall details in this so-called stay-at-home 2.0, encouraging people to have outdoor weddings and such, but they say indoor venues may operate at 50% of their normal seating capacity. Crowding should be minimized. Organizers should consider using distancing measures to reduce close contact among people during the gathering. This includes staggering of arrivals and departures and minimizing congregation at sanitary stations, restrooms, and water drink distribution areas. They're literally telling people that, yeah, you can have a wedding, but people can't talk to one another. You can't actually have people mingling at this large event full of people that you wanted to have. I mean, what kind of who is going to take this seriously? The fact is, people will, though. If you look at all the people wearing masks around here, people are taking this crap very seriously, and it's really sad to me. Oh, by the way, you can dance, according to the rule number four here, is dancing within 6 feet of another individual is discouraged, with the exception of family members and individuals from the same household. So you see an attractive girl or guy at the wedding, you want to go up and talk to him? Sorry, the governor says you can't do that.
You gotta dance with your sister.
Yeah.
You know, I think I will, from everything that I've heard, I will continue my long-standing tradition of ignoring this sort of nonsense.
Absolutely. Me too. And I hope a lot of people do. And I hope a lot of people understand that this stuff needs to be challenged. I just wish more business owners were willing to do that.
I keep thinking we should get a warehouse somewhere in Keene, and I'll just operate it on the QT as a gathering spot, and a church, which gives you a little bit more safe.
Isn't that kind of what's been happening in Central Square anyway every week?
Well,
the
rent
thing is, Central Square is an awkward place to spend too much time. It gets dark.
True. It can be cold.
Are there no lights in Central Square?
Everybody knows
there
are lights.
There are.
By the way, I want you to know about the Divvy wallet. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. You'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds, just a few taps. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. So, that's the latest news on the so-called reopening here, which is basically total micromanagement of business owners, and I think it's pretty sad stuff. But there's other news that I thought was worth covering. In fact, coming up here, Chris, you've got a story about the Internet Archive. So we're going to change gears away from COVID crap and talk about courtroom crap, because they are being sued. And what is the Internet Archive? Well, it is one of the most useful tools, I think, on the Internet. And we'll explain to you more about that coming up here in moments. Plus, mega protests scheduled for the White House tomorrow. What's that going to look like? And what's going to happen? Well, it's going to be interesting. And what if they actually get into the White House, the protesters?
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Wall Street is closing out its third straight week of increases. The Dow gaining more than 829 points to close at 27,110. This on the news of the Labor Department saying employers added 2.5 million jobs in the month of May. Former White House economic advisor Stephen Moore tells Fox Business,
I mean, I've never seen anything like this, and I've been covering these reports for 30 years. You know, we usually talk about errors of maybe, you know, 10, 20, 50,000, and we were off by, 10 million jobs. So all of the economists, forecasters had it completely wrong.
As protests are set to continue over the weekend, President Trump says everyone should be treated equally by law enforcement.
What's happened to our country and what you now see has been happening is the greatest thing that can happen for race relations.
USA Radio News. Attorney General Bill Barr is vowing to crack down on violence and illegal acts committed during protests against police brutality. The Justice Department is charging dozens of people with federal crimes.
From Saturday until today, there were 114 injuries to law enforcement, most of those to federal agents, and most of those inflicted right around the White House. There were 22 hospitalizations. The Justice Department is also working closely with our state and local partners to address violent riots around the country. I urge governors and mayors and other state and local leaders to work closely with the National Guard and with us.
An asteroid bigger than a skyscraper is due to zoom over Earth this weekend, but it will miss our planet by a considerable distance. The huge space rock is due to pass above us in the early morning hours on Saturday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Number, if you want to join us here on Free Talk Live, it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Feel free to join us here. I was looking, by the way, just to see if there was anything about this ridiculous Sununu character and his intentions to get reelected here in New Hampshire, because nobody, our co-host here, has filed his intention to run for governor. He is running as a Republican here in New Hampshire, and so far he's the only one. Now, according to a news
nobody
story...
Nobody thought I could come this far.
Yeah. according to a news story at WMUR, from May of last year, so May 14th, 2019, he did say then that he will run for re-election as governor.
Okay.
But a lot's happened since then, and so, you know, what if he's giving it a second thought? What if he's going to call it a day? I don't know. I'm optimistic, right? He's probably going to run.
Yeah, I think you're overly optimistic on
optimistic.
That one. But
it's true.
All right, be nice.
So we got other stuff to discuss here tonight. Let's go into the Internet Archive. Changing gears. It's good to have you back here on the show, Chris. It's been, like I said earlier in the show, yeah, we've been off on Friday nights for several months as the Marianas edition was playing here on Free Talk Live. Live. We are now back, which means you're back. Nobody's back. I'm back. I'm Ian. And so you host your own show. It's called Freedom Decrypted, which has continued. You've been continuing doing that. It's a weekly show on Saturdays. It's actually a video show, but there is a podcast MP3 AUG version, I think, also. You do AUG and MP3.
AUG for Biz. And,
so you can subscribe to that over at freedomdecrypted.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
And or watch live or, you know, watch archive.
Yeah, there's a live stream on Saturdays at 5 and then 5 to 8. And then there's also just downloads afterward, depending on how long it takes to actually get it uploaded. But
and it is a freedom-friendly, just crypto, but technology-oriented show.
Yeah, it's a tech-leading, a libertarian tech show, basically.
Right.
Tech news.
We lean towards covering technical stories that involve freedom. Basically all the bad stuff government's doing.
So you're paying close attention to what's going on in the world of technology. That's your business as well. You run ThinkPenguin.com, which is a hardware and software, or mostly hardware, I think, sales site for like Linux-based.
We do software, but I mean the software is not. We're not charging for the software. The sources are available. Anybody can download it, et cetera.
So what is the Internet Archive? And then I want to get to a quick phone call. We'll continue with the story.
Sure.
On what this is.
So the Internet Archive is basically like a huge public library. Mm-hmm. That's the best way I can summarize it. It's open to basically anybody. You can borrow books, and there's just all sorts of stuff that's on the public, the Internet Archive's website. They've got the Wayback Time Machine, which is huge, which basically allows people to go and see older versions of a website, for example. So if you want to go back to 1996
I didn't know they did more than that. I thought it was just the old websites from way back when. You're saying there's actually more to the Internet Archive?
Yeah, they have a library with actual books that you can borrow, and I'll put that in quotes. And there's a games archive, like old games, like emulation.
I heard about
stuff
that.
Like that.
That was newer, right? They started doing that within the last
few
years.
A couple years ago. Yep. There's a bunch of other stuff they do as well. And they have some exceptions within the Digital Millennium Copyright Act that basically allows them to do stuff that most other websites aren't allowed to do.
They're being sued. We're going to talk about that coming up here in a moment. Dave Ridley is on the line with us first, though, on our Discord server. Go ahead, Dave.
Okay. Yeah, so, there's this phenomenon where, asteroids strike the Earth and dinosaurs get wiped out and little nimble creatures survive.
Mm-hmm.
And
It doesn't happen very often, though.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
So I'm kind of wondering... I'm wondering when that's going to happen to some of these dinosaur trade organizations in New Hampshire. I know you guys were talking about the ones that were whining, well, we need to make sure that we're not reopened because we don't want to do business anymore.
That's a good impression, too.
Wait,
a Karen.
Wait, what is this? Are you serious? There's actually trade organizations that say that we don't want to be reopened. We don't want to reopen our businesses?
Wasn't it the hairdressers or something?
Actually, we're... Sorry, go ahead.
I cleared the floor, didn't I? the amazing thing is, you don't need to be shut down by government not to go to work. You could just not go, right?
We're afraid that other people might take over the jobs that we're not doing. So that's basically what it is. It was with some hair organization, hair barber organization or whatnot.
Right, because they want all the free money.
Well, no, what happened was a couple weeks ago when they were doing, or 3 weeks or whatever it was, so they announced that barbershops and salons in New Hampshire could reopen.
Mm.
And so what happened was there were some people who reopened and they followed all the stupid rules that the government put on with all the masks and the staggered, appointments and no waiting inside and all this nonsense. And then there were certain people who Dave's talking about who were saying, well, if I can't open the way I want to, I won't open at all, but that means that other people shouldn't be able to open at all either, because if they open when I'm not open, that means my customers are going to go over to them because everybody needs a damn haircut, and they're not going to wait another 3 weeks or whatever. So these people wanted to reopen in a less restricted way, which I can understand that.
Yeah.
But they were mad because some other people were willing to open with the restrictions. And they were mad about the competition. And it was unfair. I mean, it is unfair that the government is forcing people to, or threatening them, over all these arbitrary restrictions. So if you want to reopen, so one lady gave an example. She did almost all hair colorings at her salon. So, like, that was the thing, right? Like, women come in, they want to color their hair, and that was, like, 90% of her business. Well, one of the rules on the salons was that you couldn't do hair colorings.
Mm.
So she couldn't do what she wanted to do.
What was the theory behind that?
I don't know.
Is there some special... Does hair coloring damage the immune system or something?
I have no idea. Somebody on this task force came up with this idea, and it got accepted, and now it was being forced upon all these people. So what do you think, Ridley? I mean, I can understand why some of these people are upset about these arbitrary rules being forced down their throats and not being able to compete against their competitors in the way they previously did.
Well, I was actually calling to report the latest, egregious fear. The union leader is warning, like, there's some group reporting, you know, the union leader is reporting about some group that is warning the New Hampshire could be at risk of getting more business. A trade group of some kind, like some sort of convenience store associating. They're worried that a convenience store association is worried that more people might go to convenience stores.
Why is that a problem?
Why would that be a problem?
So this is because of, again, this is what we've been working for in New Hampshire since we all got here, right? People are fleeing Massachusetts to get to the New Hampshire stores that are still selling menthol cigarettes.
Right.
And other tobacco products that have been banned in Massachusetts.
Vapes have been banned there, too.
Yeah,
so that's, again, that KT boundary is going to come along one day, and it's just going to wipe out these trade organizations that are trying to prevent trade, like they're frigging the Trade Federation from Star Wars or something.
You know, an interesting thing that I was thinking about the other day, too, on that vaping epidemic, is the symptoms that people were describing sounded an awful lot like COVID.
Oh, yeah.
Trouble breathing, very congested.
Well, where'd that go, by the way? You remember, like, it was August or September of last year when there was headlines about the next two people who've come down with this lung condition or whatever, and they were all over the place, big headlines about how many people are dying from vape. Where'd the count go? Where's the clock ticking up with all the deaths?
Well, they got enough people back on cigarettes to get their tax share up again. So now they're happy.
Okay.
They can move on to the next guy.
Hey, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Thanks, man. I appreciate hearing from you. You can check him out. He's got a great YouTube channel, RidleyReport.com. He's always got some cool videos of him confronting politicians and bureaucrats in the streets. Lots of fun stuff. Check that out. All right, 855-450-FREE. Who is suing the Internet Archive? What's going on with it? It's a story I was not aware of, so I'm glad you brought it in here tonight, Chris. We'll get into that. 855-450-FREE. If you want to jump into the discussion, you can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
The price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. The Internet Archive is being sued. We'll tell you what that's all about coming up here. But I want you to know about something else the Internet is bringing forth, and that is Intercoin. Intercoin's team spent the last decade helping communities release apps to unite their members and coordinate social activity. Now, communities can release currencies to coordinate economic activity. They represent a soft but voluntary power, encouraging people to spend the currency on local goods and services that accept it, or to support the community with small fees when cashing out unused coins. Towns already do this to battle globalism, and festivals can create an extended online community that transacts on their own year-round. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the Internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And as we learned from Greg, who was one of the founders of Intercoin, he was with us over the past couple nights on the show. Apparently, you can now purchase the Intercoin token, which is an Ethereum token at this time. You can purchase that token from the people who have purchased it more than a year ago. So you can now, you no longer have to be an institutional investor or whatever they call it. Accredited investor in order to get into Intercoin. Now, pretty much anybody can, which is cool.
That is the whole accredited investor idea. Mm-hmm. The idea that you can't take advantage of new opportunities
until you're
even
wealthy,
to a very small amount, unless you're already rich.
Yep.
You have to prove you're rich before you can invest $35
this
thing.
It's ridiculous. But that no longer applies because Intercoin has passed the point where the people who've had the Intercoin tokens for a year can now resell them without having to ask government permission to do so. So they will connect you with the appropriate people if you want to make a purchase to do that. Intercoin.org. Go check them out as we continue with your calls and your thoughts here, and we'll get back into the Internet Archives being sued. But first, Larry is on the line in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, look, I'm just looking at the way things are going. You know, when you tell a lie, the only power that lie has is that it can destroy itself, right? This whole corona deal is what? Well, yeah, it does.
Lies could destroy other things too.
Oh yeah, but it destroys everything that adheres to. But listen, you can see now where the coronavirus is being destroyed. All the principles that they based it on, all the actors that were involved in the game are now backing it up after they've done their destruction. But a lie is destroying itself. As soon as these riots get found out that they are just something that have been contrived to maybe move people out of their property, increase property taxes, and people...
Hold on, you're losing me here, Larry. You're kind of all over the map. What are you trying to say?
I'm trying to say that this coronavirus, right, and the riots, right? Now, our mayor was on the radio talking today in a press conference about how they were going to have more money spent on policing. They were going to have more money spent on community programs. Of course, that means that they will have to increase property taxes, right?
Probably, yeah.
And fees. So you can only do that so many times until you make some poor person where he cannot afford his home.
Yeah, there are going to be people who are going to have to leave because they can't afford.
You know what's interesting about that is the more they increase the taxes, the less they actually get. So it's kind of...
Well, the other thing is if they increase policing too much, then they're going to kill more people and cause more riots. So, you know, but that's a problem, too.
But those rioters are not thinking about that. They're only thinking about what they've been duped and believing in. Like Al Sharpton getting up there spilling a bunch of garbage at this funeral. And, hey, everything he says is a lie. And shortly after what he makes his eulogy and so forth, it's nothing but lies. So it's going to destroy itself. Every time they have a NAN conference or something, we're going to lay out what we're going to do for the year. They don't do nothing after they leave the building. So
what's going on there in Indianapolis, Larry? Are you seeing riots in the streets still? Is there still unrest there? What's happening?
Here's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a bunch of people that are downtown, right, along with the homeless. The whole downtown is boarded up, right?
Yeah.
Because they had a couple of nights of riots where they went and broke out windows. You know, I'm in the window fixing business, right? Some of these commercial windows cost thousands of dollars to be reinstalled, right? And there's a shortage of glass right now, so it's going to intensify it more and more. But our downtown is boarded up. Mm-hmm. It's flush with homeless people. It has a situation where they have said the restaurants cannot open to full capacity, but you can stay out in the street in the burning sun and enjoy your meals. And then you got the flies. Swarms of flies going around, and you're just going to have a big mess. So I don't know what's going on, you guys. I mean,
is there a curfew in Indianapolis?
There's a curfew tonight.
What time?
8 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock, but everybody's ignoring it, and they're going on out there protesting. And this whole thing is a phony setup, and we're going to find that out. But I think it's going to be too late to come back from the brink, which is where we're at right now. But lies, like,
what's that
going to
look like if you can't come back from the brink, and you fall into the brink, or you get pushed in?
If you can't come back from the brink, you go in the drink.
What's it going to look like? What's it going to be like in Indianapolis?
What's it going to look like? It's going to look like a government that's in control. It's going to look like foreign corporations and other corporations coming in, marshaling all the property, taking the property for tax sale prices.
Does it look like the government's in control right now to you?
The way I look at it, this is a Democrat city, and the governor's a Republican, but both of those people are totally unqualified to do their job. They're not enforcing the curfew or whatever they have in line, and they're backing up, trying to agree with the protesters that don't know what they want. They're just out there, especially the color ones. It's a real embarrassment, I tell you.
I think a lot of the protesters, and thank you, Larry, for the call tonight, from what I've seen, at least, of interviews with protesters, I was watching the Unicorn Riot channel, which was very prominent over the first couple of days in Minneapolis, and they asked regularly, they asked the people they were interviewing, you know, what's this going to look like in the future? Where do you want to see this go, or where do you think this is going to go? And a lot of them, they don't know what they want. They just want justice. They want those cops to suffer. And I understand that. I get why people, you know, that's what they want. But they don't really know what else they want. They don't know what they want to see change. They don't know what they would like to see in the future. I mean, clearly they want less police abuse, obviously. That much is clear. But I don't think they know how to get to it. I don't think they know what the steps are, how to get to what it is that they actually want, which is less violence by police against peaceful people, especially black people, of course. So that's the focus of these things, although we know that the police will hurt and kill anyone that that stands, you know, in between them and whatever it is that they want. So it's a huge police state problem that we have on our hands, and it doesn't seem like it's going to be getting better anytime soon. There was a letter written by the police chief here in Keene. I don't know if you guys saw this, but the police chief wrote a letter to the public or whatever, basically condemning what the Minneapolis police behavior was.
Yeah, I saw that letter.
Yeah, and acting like they wouldn't do that here in Keene, and Keene's you know, better than the average department. And I think it's true.
They're probably the best police department that I've been arrested.
But that's not to say they haven't been ruining people's lives. That's not to say haven't been targeting young people and blacks and, you know, other people for victimless crimes.
It's hard to tell, too, here, because it's like we don't have... I mean, this is mostly a white population. There's not...
It's like 96% white, like, 2%
like
Asian.
Even if they want to, they're going to be like... If they start harassing people of color, they're going to be harassing, like, three people.
Well, they have been harassing people. In Cheshire County, if you're black, you are highly likely compared to a white person to get, say, arrested for marijuana. Back when you could get arrested for marijuana,
there
were some interesting statistics that the New Hampshire ACLU put out about being black in New Hampshire and how it increases your likelihood of being targeted by the police. Especially Cheshire County was the worst of all the 10 of all the 10 counties as far as like the ratio of blacks to whites arrested for marijuana related offenses. It was like super high number.
I wonder if that's hate or just because black people were so rare in Cheshire County. I mean, I remember going to meet a guy and knowing that he was already there a block away because I could see there was a black person there, and he was like the only one in town.
We got more on the way here. Internet Archive, we'll get into that story. Chris has got it for us about their being sued, and they're just basically an online library. I'll tell you about it on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.